Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of November 2017, and this is the 696th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting under my oak tree and just thinking how amazing it is that 12 years ago it was an acorn I picked up as I was walking to the university where I was doing my PhD. And now I can take shelter underneath it. It's a fantastic tree. It feels as if it has achieved so much in the last 12 years. It's a slightly odd-shaped tree, but I'm not wanting to make ships out of it, so I'm perfectly happy for it to be the shape that it is. I'm sitting on a little fold-up stool that also dates back to when I was doing my thesis. I used to go to a place about half an hour's bus ride from the centre of town down the coast, where they ran silent retreats. I've mentioned these before. They were 10-day silent retreats, and they were run by nuns, but they were fine for me to be writing my thesis up in the attic room and joining them for meals. It was all silent, and it was a perfect environment to get quite a lot of writing and thinking done. And in between retreats, now there's one once a year, then they used to have three a year, I was given permission to, invited to, in fact, go down there every week. So I went there for 3 days every week, taking my own food and just quietly writing in this attic and going for walks on the beach in the evenings. And it was a pretty special time. And the seat that I'm sitting on was given to me by one of the nuns when we were doing audition. That's not what I mean. An audit of all the furniture and, well, not just the furniture, but coat hangers and knives and forks and an audit of everything in this retreat place. It was quite a lot of work, but and it would have normally just been done by this one nun. But I wanted to do something in return for all their hospitality, and so we spent a number of days auditing what was there. And one of the things, there was this little seat, this fold-up seat, that seemed to be in excess of requirements, and she asked me whether I'd like it. And so I've got it, and I do like it. It's just a really tiny little open stool, and it's very hot today, and I'm just, as I'm sitting under here, it's around 30, remembering the last time that I saw this particular nun, because she moved back to Ireland so that she could live in her retirement with the remainder of her very large family. There weren't that many remaining, but it was in a really small village in Ireland. And one winter, I went to see her. It was very, very cold and snowy. It was so snowy, it did look as if I wouldn't be able to get back, that I would have to stay with her overnight. So I feel as if where I'm sitting now and what I'm sitting on is a reminder both of great heat and great cold. It was about minus six or seven when I went to see her, and she asked her brother to drive me and her round to see the places of her childhood. And the snow was really deep. It was very hard to drive, and it was continuing to snow. So we were looking through these very tiny pieces of glass at these snow-covered buildings and fields while she reminisced. So, a special place under this tree. Birds are quite enjoying the tree as well as me. One of the things I'm trying to do is just find moments or places or things that are pleasurable about the summer, and finding this shade is certainly one of them. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you're finding accommodation with whatever it is you're doing at the moment, and that you can adjust to suit the circumstances or change the circumstances to choose you. Either way. Just as I said that, I noticed that there are quite a few small oak trees. I mentioned the other week that I had rescued one from the middle of the lawn, and I replanted it because it was obviously not going to survive in the middle of the lawn. I've got no idea what I'm going to do with it. But I can just see in front of me, I can see one, two, three, little oak trees. There are probably more hidden. There's so many weeds out here at the moment that it's really hard to see what's there under the weeds. So I've got a little orphanage of oak trees. I'm waiting for... Oh, I've just seen another one that I think I must have walked on at some point. Well, we'll see what happens to them. I suppose they're about probably from last year. They look about 1 year old, I think. Anyway, enough of my oak trees. I do hope, as I mentioned, that you will, that you have found a way of being comfortable within the situation you find yourself, or found a way of changing the situation to make you comfortable. I hope you've had a good day today. I hope you've been able to engage with whatever project you're working on. I've felt a bit less engaged today, but I did do 3 hours of writing last night, and I think I probably wrote out what I had in my head, and now I'm in that sort of slightly floundering place of what's next. And I have been writing some notes to myself at the cafe about what I might need to do next, and remembering that some years ago I made a sort of template of for each scene. And it, as far as my memory goes, it sort of contained what was happening in the scene, but also had little spaces for what had happened before and what was happening in the future and which timeline it was. And which characters were involved. And I think I might see if I can find one of those, because I think it would clarify my mind. Because they're quite visual to look at. Each of them was an A4 page, and I'm always better at comprehending things that are not written but are kind of visual, or that's figurative in some way. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.